So on routines, is there a, you know, a particular set of routines you have even before you get, you know, when you wake up the day of a game? You know, is there something that you do, or even when you first get to the clubhouse?
No, just wake up, go to the field to eat, get ready for the game. Before the game, I do my catching stuff, hitting the cage. I do the routine that I do before the game for catching is something I do every day. I can tell you that there's only some days that I won't do it. If I'm catching a day game, I won't do it. I'll just get stretched out and make sure I'm ready to go. But I do a routine in the bullpen before every game that I
do. Is that something you want to talk about or describe that routine?
I'd
love to hear it.
Basically, it's just all you need is five baseballs. You put them around the plate. I block the middle one three times, the right one three times, and the left one twice. And then I go and I'm on my knees. They throw balls at me. I block all five, pick them up, and then I'll block one in the middle, block one on the right, block one on the left, and then two in the middle. And after that, I'll receive three rounds of five. And then after that, he'll throw three to me. I'll catch him with my glove. And then after that, I'll do three like throwdowns kind of stuff. And that's it.
So when did that become part of your, you know, everyday routine?
When I first started catching. I knew that I needed a routine. When I first started catching, Tomas Tellez was actually still in the org, and they said that it really helped him when he would get in a routine. When he did a catching routine, he would do something like blocking or something like that. So I was like, you know what, I need a routine. So the catch coordinator has done a really good job with me building my routine, and then all the catching guys I've had up here to now have been awesome with my routine and keep their eyes on me and know that, hey, if they see something, they know to tell me. And I tell them all the time, I say, if you see anything, you need to tell me as soon as you can. That way we can figure it out, see if I'm doing it for a certain reason or something.
So in high school, and correct me if I'm wrong, you played second base and shortstop, right?
I played third base, shortstop, basically, yeah.
A little bit of everything on the infield.
Third pitch, yeah.
So what was the transition like, you know, to catcher when somebody says, hey, we're going to make you a permanent catcher? What's going through your mind when they tell you that?
No.
No?
Yeah. I always thought I was going to be the next Derek Jeter. But then I heard of a guy named Yadier Molina, and I was like, oh, he's pretty good too. And then I heard of a guy named Russell Martin and Buster Posey, and I was like, wow, they're pretty good at what they do. I mean, we can see what happens when we get back there. But it was tough. It really was. And it hasn't been a straight ride. There's been some struggles. There's been some tears. There's been some bruises for sure. And I mean, just last year I got a gold glove, and that just shows that's just like a little stepping stone. They're like, hey man, people see you. They see what you're doing. Don't stop. Get another one. You know, don't stop. Get another one. And stuff like that. But it wasn't a straight shot.
So when you had that initial reaction of, you know, no, and, you know, I was going to be the next Derek Jeter, and, you know, when you finally overcame that, did you reach out to family or friends or anything and just kind of talk about, you know, hey, should I, you know, is that a transition I want to make?
Just myself. I kept it real with myself, and I said, hey, if you want to be a big leaguer, if you want to play in the big leagues. And people have told me as I was growing up, they're like, you need to catch. And I've always been, no, no, whatever, holding it off. There was a guy named Razor Shines. I remember he told me when I was like 14 years old, he goes, you want to play in the big leagues? I was like, yes, sir. And he goes, you need to get one of these, and show me a catcher pin. I was like, yeah, whatever. So, I mean, even since then, people have been telling me, and then finally it happened. I was like, you know what, you can do this. You have everything you need to do this, so why not go out there and give you your best shot?
So tons of little kids come into the ballpark to watch the games, and, you know, they're all bringing their own gear, whether it's jerseys, hats, or gloves. So if there's, you know, one thing that you could just tell all the kids who kind of have the same dream that you did growing up, that they want to play pro baseball, you know, what's the one thing that you would want them to know?
Just have fun. I'm still a little kid at heart. Like, I'm playing a grown man's game, but I'm still having so much fun. It might not look like it all the time, but every day I can't wait to get to the ballpark. So it's like recess to me. Like, when they're going to school, they're growing up, when they get their playground time, that's the fun. That's the time they let it out. It's the same thing when I come here and I'm at the field and I just let it all out.
Very nice. All right, so you mentioned some of the catchers, big catching names, Yadier Molina and, you know, Buster Posey. Is there, you know, one particular catcher that you try to model your game after, or, you know, somebody at that position you look up to the most?
Roberto Perez, the Indians.
What about Perez specifically, you know, that you admire, you want to be like?
Catching really good. He's a good catcher. You can tell he's confident back there, and he's great receiving ability. His hands are unbelievable. Christian Vasquez, same thing too. Vasquez is really good. Obviously, Yadi, Russell Martin, Buster Posey, those guys are freaks. You can't teach that kind of stuff. You just gotta let it kind of go and let them do their thing. Lucroy Chirinos are really good too. You take everything from every catcher you see catching. There's a ton of guys that I looked at even when I was in camp that I was like, man, they're pretty good. What can I do that? Can I do something like just tweaking with everything, seeing if I can do that? And usually catching, you can't teach everybody one way. It's tough. It has to be your way. That's why Yadi catches the way Yadi does and not how Buster Posey does or how Russell Martin does. And Sandy Leone catches like him and Roberto Perez catches like someone else. You know, it's just everybody's going to be different, but they're all good at it. They're all good at it in their different ways.
Right. So let's talk about umpires for a minute. So we talked earlier a little bit about how you work with pitchers to kind of control the game, and whether that's going out to the mound and talking to them or slowing their tempo down or whatever. Is there anything that you try to do to the umpires to control the game, whether that be
keep them safe? Try to get to everything you can, and just be honest with them. I mean, if they ask for something, they ask, hey, did I miss that? Yeah, you missed that. Like, I had a little out, you know, okay, next one. If they think, hey, did you have that down? Yeah, I had a little down. I wouldn't like that call. But, you know, if you're going to call that, stay consistent with it. Stuff like that. Nothing too crazy.
So would you say that, you know, framing your pitches is, you know, pretty in line with where you want it to be?
It's okay. I mean, you can always get better at it. Like I said, there's always little tweaks and turns. Some of the times it's not even – like maybe the umpire just missed a call, you know what I mean? Like sometimes it's that, sometimes it's I messed up, I dragged it out of the zone or something like that. So I mean, there's a lot of stuff that plays into it, but I like to stay pretty consistent with framing and sticking and keeping it there.
Do you ever, in a nice way, not in an angry way, but do you ever have those conversations with the umpires, like, you know, hey, this inning you really missed a lot of calls, and, you know, kind of look at that?
That's not how I would say it, but I've told a couple guys some things. I don't like arguing with umpires.
That's never a good idea.
It's not. If they need, I rarely do it, but if they need it, I'll tell them something. But most of the time, it's not when I'm hitting. It won't ever be like usually when I'm hitting unless it's really bad. But when I'm catching, that's when I care about it the most, because I want those pitches for the guy on the mound. I could care less. He can ring me up on the 3 pitches, 6 inches outside. But if I come to catch, I better get those pitches too for my guy. And that's all that matters.
So how important would you say is protecting the pitcher, you know, physically for you? So, like, I'll use an example. Like, you know, obviously the Bryce Harper incident is huge in social media right now.
Yeah.
A lot of the kickback that maybe doesn't get